Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Connor Pope is on the line. How are you doing, Connor?
Hi, Ray. How are you getting on?
We have some very important cake controversies to discuss in a moment. But first, to your problem this week, pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Connor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. So, dear Connor, there is a widespread problem with AIB banking app and or their online banking in the last few weeks. New update not compatible with most phones. They're telling customers to upgrade their phones rather than fix the issue. Even the links they post to support can't be accessed. Please help.
Okay. Well, I looked into this. I got this message late last week. And first off, it's not a widespread issue. And secondly, it's not most phones. Now, that's not to diminish the experience of our listener, because they are having a problem and they're not the only person who's having a problem, because AIB updated their online, their banking app in recent times, and it will only work with operating system, the Apple operating system, iOS 11 or above that, or the Android system 8.0 or better. Now, when you look at those things on the surface, the iOS system is maybe 3 years old. The Android system's a little bit older. So I was thinking, oh, does that exclude all phones that are more than 3 years old? And it doesn't. But what it does exclude is all phones from the iPhone 5 down.
Okay.
Now, the question then is, when was the iPhone 5 and the similarly compatible Android phones? So you're looking at a phone that's about 7 years old.
Okay,
so, and then I went off and I said, okay, well, how many people have that kind of phone? And I'm all about the info,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So according to global stats, around 2% of the iPhone market and around the same percentage for the Android market is made up of these phones that are not compatible. So you'd be looking at maybe 30,000 people in Ireland who would still have the old phones.
Yes.
So they are the people who will struggle to get access. Now, I contacted AIB and they told me that they had to release this upgrade to their app to prepare for strong customer authentication regulations, which are coming down the tracks. So the systems have to be more rigorous to protect people from fraud and protect people from other vulnerabilities. So as a result, they've upgraded their app. The vast majority of customers have updated their app successfully, but there are a small number of users who are working on the older phones. So then I was thinking, okay, well, what can we do? I mean, because, you know, are you going to send somebody out to buy an 800 or 900 euro phone? That's probably a little bit excessive if you just want to access your banking online or over the phone. So then I went off and I priced second-hand iPhones of the type that you'd need to be able to access this iOS software. So an iPhone 7, which, by the way, is still the most commonly held phone in Ireland.
Okay.
You can buy one of them on like dozens and dozens of websites, from the classified websites that you might be familiar with, Dundeal and Adverts, to like kind of regular phone resellers. And they cost around 70 or 80 or 90 quid.
Okay.
So the only piece of advice that I could give somebody who has a problem with this is to go out and get themselves an upgraded phone. They don't have to buy the top of the range iPhone 12 or whatever it might be. They can buy themselves an iPhone 7, and that will give them access to the app. It's a bit of a pain, but you know what? You know, and I speak as somebody who's absolutely obsessed by my phone. I think having a slightly upgraded version of a phone is no bad thing. Cameras are better, the software is better, it's faster to use, and you know what? It'll probably make this person's life easier in the long run. So 70 or 80 quid, you get yourself a new phone, you'll be sorted.
Right, there you go. Now, good luck with that. You may have heard the story that Marks and Spencers have started legal action in the UK against Aldi and their Cuthbert the Caterpillar cake, which they say infringes on its trademark of Colin the Caterpillar cake. So M&S have Colin, Aldi have Cuthbert, and M&S are saying you're copying us. But Cuthbert is not the only caterpillar-style cake on the market. So to see what all the fuss is about, we sent Niamh out, our Niamh, to see if she could get some caterpillar cakes and bring them into studio. And Connor, you're going to give us the background to this story.
Yeah. Now, last week, Marks and Spencer started legal action.
Hello, sorry.
Good afternoon, Ray.
sorry.
Hello, Connor.
Yeah, sorry.
Hi, Niamh. How are you? Good to talk to you.
It's so unusual to have somebody in to be talking to. Anyway, go on. Go ahead.
I'm just jealous that you guys get to eat cake and I just get to talk about cake.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not fair. But anyway, last week, Marks and Spencer went to the High Court in the UK claiming that Aldi had infringed its copyright. Now, it's important to say that Aldi's Cuthbert the Cat
the Caterpillar isn't for sale in Aldi stores in Ireland.
Right.
But so they lodged this intellectual property claim in the UK High Court. And the question then is why? Because M&S have had this Colin the Caterpillar cake for about 30 years, right? Now, the question that people were asking is why have they picked on Aldi? Because Tesco has a cake that's called Curly the Caterpillar. Asda in the UK has Clyde the Caterpillar. Waitrose has Cecil the Caterpillar. And then Sainsbury's weirdly goes with Wiggles the Caterpillar. Now, for a start, I'm struggling to understand why a caterpillar cake is such a desirable
thing.
Will
I tell you why?
Confectionaries. Go on, why a caterpillar?
Because what it is a Swiss roll. So it's just...
I know what they look like.
I know, but people had a Swiss roll and they're going, at some stage along the line, they said, how can we make this child-friendly and sell it as a child's birthday cake? And somebody said, well, caterpillar. That's
Yeah, I suppose
well,
maybe.
Actually, can
maybe.
I interject there, please, Ray? Because I've done a lot of research on this today. So back in 1990, the cake supplier to Marks & Spencer's was Park, and they trialled various different kinds of cakes to see what was the most easily shareable, cuttable cake at a party.
Right.
So there were many elongated animals, Ray, that they did test out, and they were considering snakes, crocodiles or fish, but they did settle on Colin the Caterpillar cake.
Right, there you go. So there's the answer.
And in fairness, I'm not sure anybody would really like a snake cake. The Garden of Eden ruined that animal for everybody, let's be honest. But anyway, so the bottom line is, and so I went and priced them. Colin costs £7 in the UK and Cuthbert is a fiver.
Okay.
So the reason why Marks & Spencer is so annoyed is they're claiming that Cuthbert is climbing on the coattails of Colin and exploiting the good reputation that Colin has to the disadvantage of people who buy the Cuthbert cake, which they say is inferior.
Isn't there a history of Aldi and Lidl copying, for want of a better word, more high-end products?
Well, do you know, if you want to use the word copying, Ray, I'm not going to go near that word.
Right.
No, I mean, obviously, if you go into Aldi and Lidl, they have all their own brand products, and they do look astonishingly like the branded products.
Yes.
You know, in fact, the guys from Foil Arms and Hog have a really good skit about it, and they like, so instead of Weetabix, you might have Wheatbisks.
Yes.
But like, they look identical, and to be honest, they probably are identical. And then there's everything Okie Dokies instead of Hunky Dories. You know, there's a whole lot of different ones. But of course, this was absolute gold for Aldi last week. They loved it because suddenly everybody was talking about the product. Everyone was taking the mickey out of M&S. And Aldi's Twitter account, they had a picture of Cuthbert behind bars. And then they had their tweet, Cuthbert has been found guilty of being delicious. And then the Aldi Ireland account had Marks and Snitches, more like. And, you know, you have to laugh, and it is a bit of crack. And you know, ultimately, you guys are going to make the final decision on which is the best of the caterpillar cakes in Ireland.
Well,
and I'm just going to sit here sadly on the phone.
Yeah, well sit there sadly and salivate, because Niamh, you went out this morning and you did how many thousand steps
in the search of journalism, Ray? 7,182 steps were taken in the quest to find the most caterpillar cakes that we could attain in the 3 hours that I had to get them.
Right.
So.
Within your county?
Within my county,
yes.
Of course, I was keeping within guidelines. It took one tram, two buses and a lot of walking.
Well done.
So I visited Tesco in Jervis Street, where I picked up Curly the Caterpillar cake. That was €9.50.
Okay.
Then I went into Marks and Spencer's, where I had a lovely chat with the girls in there who were telling me about Colin's girlfriend, and actually found out later wife, Connie. They got married 4 years ago, Ray. You could have bought a matching set of them wearing top hats and bridal wear for £100 in England at the time. So that was 11:30. So they're
Colin
saying
the
for Colin the Caterpillar, the original, and what they're arguably saying the best, Aldi on Parnell Street. Unfortunately, I could not source a caterpillar cake in Aldi on Parnell Street. The same could be said for Lidl on Moore Street. I then went back into the ILAC Centre. I went to Dunn Stores, where I got the cake of Calvin the Caterpillar cake.
Calvin the Caterpillar.
Now,
did you know that existed? Connor?
I had no clue.
I'm unfamiliar with Calvin.
Your name is perfect for the caterpillar cake, Connor.
Well, I can tell you.
Do you know what? That's what they should have gone with, Connor the caterpillar cake, and I would have taken them to the High Court.
Well, I can tell you that Calvin the Caterpillar is wearing a very jaunty and festive blue party hat, where he, you know, obviously is saying that this is for birthday parties, this is what you want to buy. So then I made my way out to Super Value in Black Rock, where the caterpillar cake was not available in Super Value. Then I crossed the road to Aldi in Black Rock, where I tried and failed to source
Cuthbert.
Okay. The cut price Colin, the caterpillar cake.
Right. So what we have is we've Curly the caterpillar cake, we've Calvin from Dunn Stores,
yes,
and we have the original, Colin, the caterpillar cake.
Now, so I will say its rivals here are far more colourful than Colin the caterpillar cake. So the Curly the caterpillar cake from Tesco has a very multicoloured motif. So it has a lot of different kind of sprinkles and what look like Smarties, but I'm guessing aren't actual Smarties because then we're going to a different kind of copyright here.
Okay.
And then the Dunn's cake, the Calvin the caterpillar cake, has what looks like a dolly mixture. It has jellies sitting atop.
And some hundreds and thousands, is that what they call them? Sprinkles, hundreds
and thousands, whatever you want to call them yourself. So Calvin has a yellow face and Curly from Tesco has an orange face. But you see, the white face is the white chocolate face of Colin the caterpillar face that is...
Are you still with us, Connor?
I'm getting a bit confused now, but I'm really concentrating.
But no, but this is the thing, because like, I don't think there is a birthday party or an office party that hasn't seen a Colin the caterpillar cake. And the whole thing is that you slice up the cake. It's supposed to be for about 10 people. I've squeezed about 20 slices out of one at one time. And the white face, the white chocolate face, which they now sell individually, it's that popular, that goes to the birthday boy or girl.
Ah, I see. Yes, yes.
But only if the birthday boy or girl likes white chocolate. And I am very familiar with the Colin the caterpillar cake. I've had them at many, many birthday parties over many years, but my children are sensible people and they don't like white chocolate, which means that we don't get that face.
Okay, well, you better do a taste test, Niamh Hassel.
Okay, well, I'm going to go into Colin first, so right. I've just taken the end off it.
Yeah,
here.
The original and the best. I'm wondering, at what stage can you sort of claim copyright on something, you know, like a Swiss roll covered in chocolate with a few Smarties on it is a Swiss roll covered in chocolate with a few Smarties on it, whether you call it a caterpillar, whether you call it Colin or Cuthbert or Calvin or whoever, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Connor.
Well, that's what the High Court is going to decide in the UK. And I'm not a legal expert by any means, but given that there are so many other caterpillar cakes out there, it seems unlikely that M&S will win. But they have very expensive legal departments. Yeah. I'm sure they're not foolish.
So As
do Aldi. I'm sure both of them, you know, would be confident of success.
Okay, Niamh, what's the verdict?
I've tasted all three.
Yes.
So the caterpillar cakes have chocolate exoskeletons, as you know,
yes,
which mirror that of its wild cousins. The... The Tesco cake is a lovely buttercream centre. It is delicious, but its chocolate isn't as superior as the Curly the caterpillar cake, as Calvin the caterpillar cake from Dunn's is actually a little bit moister, but winning out, I have to say, the extra €3 that it cost or €2 that it cost to get the Colin the caterpillar cake.
Yeah.
It does win out in the superior stakes of caterpillar cakes. It just has a nice richness, a nice moistness to it. It's very chocolatey. But I will say that the dolly mixtures on top of the Dunn's cake, the Calvin cake, are actually a welcome addition.
Okay, so the original seems on this occasion to be the best. Connor Pope, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
Looking
Thanks,
forward
Niamh.
To a caterpillar cake in your name. Niamh Hassel, thank you very much.
You're very welcome,
for
Ray.
Your steps and your tasting and everything else. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.